Now, it seems to be a familiar tale, doesn't it? D-Day for Argyle today. The City Council will discuss whether to spend £1.6 million of taxpayers' money buying Home Park. The decision then goes to the full council at 4:30 this afternoon. The Argyle Fans Trust says it wants supporters to pack out the council chambers for the formal vote. Its chairman is Chris Webb. He joins us on the show this morning. Another nail-biter for you today then, Chris?
Yeah, it's a big day. We've had a lot of them along the way over the last 9 months, Gordon, but this one in particular has a different feel about it because we're at the end game and today really matters to everyone involved with Plymouth Argyle.
I spoke earlier with James Brent, just to remind everyone, the potential buyer of the football club. And James says he's confident the ground will be bought by the council. Do you share his confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been in regular contact with both Vivian Pengelly and Tudor Evans. Do I have to say both of them have shown exceptional leadership on this issue. And both of them, even as late as yesterday afternoon when I spoke to them, were confident that their peers were of the similar mindset, so we are very confident, but we're, as a fan base, not leaving any stone unturned. We're looking to pack out the chambers this afternoon for the formal vote to make sure that every councillor in the city is under no doubt what Plymouth Argyle means to Plymouth as a city.
So seemingly, as far as you're concerned, both the main political parties in Plymouth are sharing the same ideal?
Absolutely, which is the goal, which is proposed on the table, in our view, is a no-brainer because it does what we all want, which is to save our football club, but also gives a deal which is gives a commercial return on the money that's been invested. So it's a win-win in our view.
And if the process of the council is secured today, how solid do you see the sale of the club?
We see it then moving on to an absolutely different level because we're starting to hone down then on individuals rather than collective agreement. And obviously the PFA have already given their formal agreement. The council would have given their formal agreement, so we will literally be down then to dotting the I's, crossing the T's and speaking with outstanding individual football creditors. So we're moving into a whole new dimension once this vote goes through today.
But if that happens, of course it's not the end of the matter, the end of the story, and it's been suggested in certain areas that James Brent would be putting a minimum amount of money to invest in staff and players. This is what he had to tell us on that subject this morning.
We've been speaking to Peter Ridsdell and others at the club about what needs to be done in the first few days of ownership and what would need to be done in January when the transfer window opens. And one of the positive things about League Two is that the sort of cost of acquiring quality players for a quality club like Plymouth Argyle is not that high, as you know.
Would you agree with that, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, if you look at our historic success in the last two times we've been in this division, the only two times we've been in this division, Gordon, under Neil Warnock in 96 when we won promotion, we spent heavily and sneaked up via the playoffs, yet in 2002, we rebuilt the club from the bottom like we're trying to do now, spent very, very little, and we actually won the league by a record amount of points. So in this at this level, Plymouth Argyle are a huge club. So it's just about getting the infrastructure right, getting the mentality around the club right, getting the community feel right, and uniting the city. And I think once we do that, this club's going to be a force to be reckoned with going forward.
How many supporters are you expecting to turn up this afternoon? Because the council chamber only has a limited number of seating in the public gallery, doesn't it?
Well, my hope for today, Gordon, is that there are Argyle, and it's not no disrespect to anyone who can't get in, obviously, there are Argyle fans who are unable to get in today. So when Vivian Pengelly stands up to address the council house, all of the councillors know that it's such a big issue that is standing room only at the down at the chambers, and there are people outside who could not get in. It just shows how much this club means to our city.
All being well, Chris, we'll talk tomorrow about the outcome of today's procedure at council level.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that, Gordon. As I say, we're confident that councillors will do the right thing today and we'll take a major step towards survival of our club, which is what we all want.
Appreciate you coming on the show again, Chris.
Anytime, no problem.
Thanks for your time. Thank you, Chris Webb, the chairman of the Argyle Fans Trust.